for the latest on the storm, we've got Melissa Griffin with ABC. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. And, yeah, you know, we have just seen this storm explode in power in the last couple of hours,
really?
Nearing Category 5 status.
And now they're projecting really it's going to hit further south than even Sarasota. They're looking more like Fort Myers, Port Charlotte. Is that correct?
Yeah, so looking like landfall near Fort Myers area sometime today between the 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. time frame. And that is a little bit further south, so the track has shifted just a tad south from Sarasota down closer to Fort Myers since last night. But, you know, the worst part of that is now we're expecting a 12 to 16-foot storm surge.
Wow.
In the Fort Myers area, just as Hurricane Ian moves ashore, it's going to be during high tide in that area. So that makes it even more dangerous.
And it's very, very flat there. I lived there for a short while. It's going to be a huge issue for them with flooding.
It really is. The flat area, the low-lying area, they're so vulnerable there on the Gulf. And, you know, the National Hurricane Center is warning of that catastrophic storm surge with up to 16 feet of water above ground level, destructive waves on top of that. Across much of the Southwest Florida line, people from Englewood to Bonita Beach, including Charlotte Harbor, all of these areas should be evacuated at this moment. It could be devastation when it comes to water and storm surge in this region.
You know, I know you've got a heartbreak coming out of this, but one other thing, what do they expect after it hits landfall? Where do they see it tracking after that? Will Orlando feel
so
some of
this? So it's going to continue. It will, so it is expected to remain Category 4 status as it makes landfall and then continue to move across parts of central Florida over the next hours throughout the day and remain Category 1 status, even in places like Orlando where they're under a hurricane warning as well. So much of the area will see hurricane force wind gusts across southwestern into central Florida. Even places like Jacksonville will see effects from a Hurricane Ian. It'll probably be tropical storm force wind gusts by then. Surge. Even from Jacksonville up through Charleston, South Carolina, is potential as we head into tomorrow. So a wide-reaching storm impacting a wide area of the southeast.
And just buckets of water coming down with the rain.
Buckets of water. I mean, we're talking 1 to 2 feet of rain over the next 24 to 48 hours from Florida, Tampa, down through Fort Myers, up through Jacksonville, up through Savannah, Georgia. These areas could see 1 to 2 feet of rain. So inland flooding, flash flooding, river flooding, it's going to be a huge issue. I think the biggest issue with this storm will be the water. But we can't forget that this storm is also packing 155-mile-per-hour winds. So catastrophic wind damage is also possible, especially right at landfall in that Fort Myers area.
Gosh. Melissa, thank you for giving us the latest update on this.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.